You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Ella Grayson today.
Hello.
Ella is here to chat about a very exciting event on Friday, the Rainbow Rave. Tell us a little bit about what is it?
Cool. So, yeah, my name's Ella. I'm the Pride and Law social officer for this year. I just randomly, at the end of last year, just decided to walk into an AGM and was like, okay, I want to be the social rep. Mm-hmm. And they said, okay, what can you do? And I was like, I kind of want to do like a gay cave. And they're like, yeah. What do you mean by that? And I just thought, oh, it'd be kind of cool just to hit some like queer artists and like bring some like attention and just boogie out to that. Mm. And then obviously that name would not be allowed to float for sponsorship reasons.
Probably not.
Yeah, law firms are a little bit uptight around a lot of things and a lot of censoring.
Yeah.
So we kind of floated, we'd been playing with the name Rainbow Rave, had tried to think of something else, and we were like, okay, we'll rock and roll with it.
Yeah.
So what the event's kind of going to entail is we've got four bands and one DJ, and then we're all just kind of coming together, having a little boogie and just raising money for Rainbow Youth in New Zealand.
Sounds so sick.
Yeah, because obviously, well, many of us in our lives, and like for myself, you know, it would have been nice to have a lot more access to like mental health and like people that actually understood what was going on, especially older people. Because I mean, there's not a lot of like, I hadn't had much exposure to queer people being in Dunedin high schools or anything, you know.
Yeah.
It was pretty like novel seeing like a gay relationship or a queer person in a way. So it's, I think it's good just to like, money towards a good cause, really.
Get awareness out there. How you're doing it.
Exactly. And we've got some awesome bands. Some of, like, some really good mates of mine have just been really awesome and said, yeah, we'll do it.
Nice.
So we've got Audiovisual Dropkicks, Uktung, I never know how to pronounce their name properly.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
Sounds right.
Achung, I don't know. They're bloody cool, though. Amanita, The Days. Oh. And we've got Miha, who's he's one of the Cats DJs. He always has a pretty good bunch there. So he's coming along. And most of the band, two of the bands also have like a law student in them.
Nice.
So that's awesome. So, yeah.
So exciting, so sick. And it's on Friday?
It is. That's the kind of vibe. So for this week, it's like our Pride week at the moment. So I don't know, whoever's listening to this, if you want to get some subsidised laser tag tonight at 7pm, I think it's like $12 for three games, which is always good.
Laser tag.
Yeah, so fun, so fun. Yep. So yeah, I can't even remember the last time I did that. So pop along tonight if you feel like doing that. If you're a Pride and Law member, it's for free. But yeah, that's the kind of vibe. So it's $25, and then obviously there's always that pesky little surcharge in there. Yeah. So about $25, and yeah.
It's a good night.
Good lineup.
Exactly,
lineup.
Yeah, pretty cool lineup. So definitely worth popping along. Mm-hmm. So raise a bit of money, bring a bit of awareness, and just have a boogie with your mates while doing it.
Hell yeah. Where can the folks get tickets?
So if you go to the Pride and Law page, so the Pilo Otago, there in our link tree on the good old bio.
Nice.
And just click through there, really.
Hell yeah. Easy as.
Yeah. So that's kind of the whole vibe. I mean, for my vision, you don't need a dress all rainbowy. Do bring some colours, you know?
Yeah.
Glow sticks provided, probably.
Hell yeah.
We'll need to talk to the treasurer about that, I'll float it out.
Funds for glow sticks.
Yeah, exactly.
Mint. Anyway.
So that's kind of the vibe.
Yeah. Rainbow Rave, Friday.
Woohoo.
Pride and Law Otago, it's going to be a good time. Make sure you're there.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.